create jobs, support, improve the quality of life for construction workers in the trades, and there were studies that said the opposite. I think one big difference now 16 years later is, as Dr. Hall mentioned, we are relying a lot on studies that have looked at actual experience. And for every, perhaps, and I, you know, I know that you'll be here for a number of hours and you're going to hear from a number of business people, you'll hear from business people as well who support raising the minimum wage, who believe it's good for a number of reasons that they'll articulate to you about employer retention and recruitment, about morale, about productivity, about time on the job versus time off the job. So you're going to hear from a number of small businesses and other business owners that will share with you that experience, and you'll sort through that and you'll weigh that. We are confident in the studies, the reports, and the business owners who believe that this is good. It's good for the economy. It's going to pump close to $500 million into the economy. It's good for workers. Will actually create jobs in Maryland, and that's we're confident in that, and that's what motivates our backing in large part. It's going to make a difference in the lives of real Marylanders.
I appreciate that, Mr. Lieutenant Governor, and I appreciate your response. But I suppose that we will have a very long day, and we will listen to a good number of very fine people that are just battling for their jobs and their businesses, and their testimony will speak for itself. But I think that what we have to do as policymakers is we have to consider the fact that perhaps the study that you looked at may not be the best study. And this is no offense, but what I'm saying is that there may be an alternative that may occur in the state of Maryland, and we, each of us in this room, has to ask ourselves, how many jobs is too much? What are we going to risk? And that's where we need to come up with a risk assessment.
If I can, I'd like to take, as Delegate Schultz pointed out, I'd like to welcome the governor. I know you had a difficult duty to do today, so we welcome you here as well as the House Speaker. Is there any, if you'd like to add any comments, we would appreciate it at this time.
Sure. I'm quite certain that Lieutenant Governor represented our administration's position on this very well. So I apologize for not being here at the outset. I was at Willard Hackerman's funeral today. Great man, wonderful philanthropist, and a great citizen, and for that reason I was delayed in being here. But I wanted to I just wanted to urge this committee to support an increase in the minimum wage. This is something that we do from time to time as a state.